Good afternoon. Jesus loves Mondays, and he loves you guys. So grateful to be here with you. So glad. Best group ever. I'm so grateful. This chapter is a fascinating chapter. Verse 21 of the chapter says, well, I'll just start at verse 19. There arose a division among the Jews because of the words that Jesus was speaking, and many of them were saying, he has a demon and is insane. Why do you listen to him? Others were saying, these are not the sayings of one demon possessed. A demon cannot open the eyes of the blind, can he? At that time, the Feast of the Dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking into the temple. So up until verse 21, this is still chapter 9. I don't know why they made the division when they did. Jesus heals the blind man. The Jews don't like it. He heals him on the Sabbath. Jews don't like that. When they talk to Jesus, they always get more offended because he talks about his relationship with the Father, which drives them crazy. And at the end of the story in chapter 9, he's having this last conversation with the man who was born blind. they had put him out of the synagogue. They kicked him out of church, basically. Jesus heard that they had put him out, the Pharisees, and finding him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? Jesus said, you both see him and is the one talking to you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And then he worshiped him. Then verse 10, chapter 10 starts in a few verses, but it's the same story. So when Jesus talks about, in the context here, of hirelings, he's talking about, and thieves, he is talking about the enemy, but he's also referencing that and how the enemy was using the Pharisees. Because the Pharisees were mad that a man was healed because it was done on the Sabbath, and were mad about other things, but didn't even care that a man who had been born blind, never had seen ever, had been healed. Just remarkable. And so Jesus is saying that kind of thinking, that's demonic. And the whole system of performance and reward, the whole system of living under the law, of humanity trying to improve themselves and prove themselves to God, is the great deception of the enemy. That's what, more than anything else, the enemy uses to kill, steal, and to destroy. So the first six verses of this chapter is about Jesus gathering his flock. Now remember, it's a continuation of what he's just got done happen. And so in the second, like from chapter verse 7 to 10, is about why he gathered a flock. And then 11 through like 18 is like how he did it. It's real simple stuff. So the thing is interesting when he says about, in those first six verses, you can read them without reading them again, that Jesus is gathering a flock. The example of that is the man born blind. And the way that Jesus gathers flocks is they have an encounter with God and the goodness of God, the nature of God. And it changes their life. And he said, after the man said, well, who is the Son of Man? Jesus said, it is me. And he believed and he worshiped him. Jesus was not just looking for sheep that will follow. He's looking for worshipers, those who love him. And that's how he does it. The stories I told that happened on my trip, those stories were about Jesus gathering people into his flock. You know, to give a word to somebody that's spot on, that you don't know about their life, or to pray for somebody and they get healed in a restaurant, that's the same thing. It's not just a story to tell. It's about Jesus gathering people into his flock through encountering his presence and the goodness of God. That's the fun part about doing that, because we are the body of Christ and we're the breakthrough they've been looking for, because we carry Christ. You carry the antidote. You carry the anti-venom. You know? But in verse 7, he begins to describe, like, he's gathered the flock. Here's the reason he gathers the flock. Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. There's a lot there. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, or shall be made whole. and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill, to destroy. I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus gathers the flock that they might have life and have it more abundantly. It is not enough that a person says, I've had the Baptist bar mitzvah, I've prayed the prayer, I'm calling myself a Christian, and I go to church. That's not enough. That's not why Jesus did what he did. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to save us. And the word sozo means more than sins forgiven. It means to be made whole. That's why he came. Amen? That's why we should never settle for something that doesn't fit that. Again, I'm so grateful for Craig here or any of the rest of us, but God, it's not God's heart for him to be this in the condition he's in. The thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came that Craig might have life and have it more abundantly. Not just in heaven one day, but today. And here's the cool part. How he accomplished it. Four different times, beginning in verse 11, he says he laid down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hireling, he is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep. Behold, the wolf comes, leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them, scatters them. He flees because he's a hireling. He's not concerned about the sheep. I'm the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not, talking about the Gentiles, that are not this fold. I must bring them also, and they hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me. He's not saying, because he did this, God now loves him. He's saying, he loves that I'm doing this. That's an interesting, cool thing to me. God loves you unconditionally, but he loves it when you believe. He loves it when you pray. He loves that. You know what I'm saying? I like to stir his heart up like that. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life for the sheep. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative, and I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. So how does Jesus, he gathers a flock, the reason he does is so they have life and life more abundant, and the way he did it was by laying his life down and then raising it up again. Huh? He said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own. The word know there is the word ginosko, is to know in the most intimate, experiential way. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Later in this chapter, he's going to say, don't you know that I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me? He says, what he's saying is that my sheep will be in union with me. I'll be in them, they'll be in me, just like I've been in the Father and the Father's been in me. So he said, the way I bring life and life more abundant is this. I died. Now here's the mystery of it all. Here's the wonder of it all. And in me, all the sheep that are mine died too. And I take it up again, my life. And when I take my life up again, my sheep take up my life with me. And so it's not like my sheep are out here and I'm over here leading them with a staff. I'm leading them because we're now one. Just as the Father's led me, who lives in me. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. You see, so every time Jesus saw someone broken, he changed their story and healed their brokenness, because that's what he came to do, to give us life and life more abundant. One of the things that people have a lot of things about theology, about deliverance, freedom, wholeness, healing, all that kind of stuff, but here's this. We know that life and life more abundant is because he laid his life down, and I was there when he died. And therefore, he saved me from the wolf of sin. He saved me from the wolf of death. I've already died and gone to heaven. He saved me from the wolf of judgment, because he took all that judgment. And he raised me up in him, sheep shepherd one. So wherever I go, the good shepherd goes with me. Of course I'm protected. I can go in and out, find pasture, because he's doesn't just follow me, or I follow him. I do follow him, but I follow one who lives in me. so that I get to experience him and him experience me the same way he experienced the Father and his Father experienced him. And Jesus' story now is my story. And in light of the fact that every time he saw brokenness, he healed it, I don't believe his story includes human brokenness. I think that's a thief trying to rob us of what Jesus came to accomplish for us, life and life more abundant. You with me? Why isn't everybody healed? I don't know. I'm just going after the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'll never let things dictate is the word of God that we stand on. So every time we take Eucharist, that which Jesus did, that give us life and life more abundant, laying down his life, you were then there, raising it up again, you were there. We take that, we feed on that, we feast on that. This amazing, magical food that nourishes my experience of that reality of life more and life more abundant because I'm one with the Good Shepherd, okay? So I believe God wants to heal you today because he's a Good Shepherd. And you've been placed into the story of the Good Shepherd. When I finally gave the prophetic word, I didn't tell this story Sunday to the lady, the grit lady at Jack's. I came around and there was this older lady took my thing, but I'm thinking the grit lady was really next to her, but it didn't matter because I had a word for this lady. And I gave her a prophetic word for her life, about something about her life, and she let out a yelp. It was so cool, because you don't have much time there, but that was like a cool Jack's experience, because she just had an encounter with the Good Shepherd, because I carry him everywhere I go. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So do you, by the way, of course.